You might be in the valley of decision. Amen. Not knowing which way to go. Amen. You may be lost. I'd like to point you toward the cross tonight. There's help for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Please pray for us. Amen. Seem like I just like to see somebody pray tonight. Amen. Oh my. Did you know I wouldn't even have to preach? Amen. God could talk to your heart and you could get up right now and run to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Let us look together for a few minutes tonight. If God would help me. Amen. My voice will hold out. Amen. In St. John chapter 11 and verse 33, I want to pick up on a story. And I may preach this a little different than maybe most folks has preached it. But I'd like to try to help somebody tonight. You might be here, and if it's permittable, I'd like to preach tonight as if though everybody was lost, and just invite one and all to come to the cross. Amen. Would that be all right? Amen. I tell you, I told my dad a while ago, there's a lot of people that says, I'm not worried about anything. But at 35 years of age, there's many times I pray, God, make me ready for the judgment. Amen. You're not past the judgment yet tonight. So every day you got to pray, God, help me to get a little closer to Jesus. Help me to be ready for the judgment day. Amen. 33rd verse. Here's what the Bible said. I hope you'll help me preach. Amen. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. I believe Jesus is weeping right now. I believe he'd like to see somebody saved in this service. You're not here by accident. You're here because there was a day that Jesus went to the old rugged cross. And he laid down his life that you may have this day to come to the cross and be saved. Amen. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon him. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. If the Lord would help me for a few minutes tonight, I'd like to preach right out of this book right here. Amen. Verse 43, the Bible said, Jesus spake in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I'd like to preach on come forth tonight. Come forth. Amen. Great God, have mercy. And I realize that maybe this will be a little different, but you just stay with me for a minute, and maybe the Lord will help me. Amen. Great God, have mercy. I feel like that when I was in sin, lost and on the road to hell, and I was in a grave, bound, and I need to be set free. Amen. Amen. Oh, great God, have mercy. You may be here tonight, and you'll say, preacher, I belong to this church, or I belong to that church, but I'd like to
ask you a simple question. Have you ever been born again? Have you ever met this man called Jesus? Thank God, have mercy. Oh, I felt him breathe on me. Praise God. Oh, my God. Come forth. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I noticed in this scripture reading, amen, that even the sister said, what Jesus by now he's thinking. Did you know there were some people, when they saw me, they said, well, there's no way he can make it. There ain't no way he'll ever stand. But one day Jesus said to my soul, come forth, come forth. Praise God. And I took him for his word. And I believe what the Bible said. And I got out of the grave. Thank God, have mercy. And the Lord give me some life.
Listen to me. You say, preacher, this is a strange atmosphere for me. But let me tell you something. It may not be like you have been used to. But let me tell you something. I from the start of the service, after I entered into the church, I could feel the Spirit of God moving around. I could feel the Holy Ghost hovering around. Did you know why Jesus died on an old rugged cross? That you and I may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. He stands every day with a loud voice. He calls us by name and he says, come forth, come forth, come on forth. Thank God, have mercy. I'd like to see somebody get out of the grave and come forth to an old-fashioned altar of prayer and find Jesus while there's still light. Can you say amen? Let me back up and show you something. Jesus was going to where he was at. And they said, why? They stoned you. Why, you better not go over there. Oh, my. Jesus illustrated to them and told them, but there was 12 hours in a day. There was light that he could walk while there was light. Amen. My God, have mercy. Can I tell you something tonight, church? That the sun is beginning to slowly set down on the Gentile people. And if it ever was an hour that me and thee to run to the cross and cry out to the Lamb of God, it must be right now on the break of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We better come forth and be saved. Oh, we start to preach. I wish I could preach. I'm tired. Amen. Listen, it's a sad old world out there. It's dark. It's full of misery. Oh, God. Amen. It's a sad, sad old world. Amen. My God. I want to tell you something. When I come to Jesus, after I heard his voice, my life just took a brand new spin. A brand new turn, praise God. Amen. My God, have mercy. All of a sudden, my dad, my mother got a brand new son. All of a sudden, the community got a brand new neighbor. Amen. My God, I'm glad I heard his voice. Are you glad tonight that you heard the voice of the Lord? Say, come forth. Oh, how I wish I had a church that would help me while I preach. Amen. Y'all gonna have to help me now. By now, he'd have been standing up in the choir over here, rooting me on, Brother Collins. Them young folks coming on, they're on my back. Amen. Holler and preach. Amen. My. So you're going to have to help me while I try to preach. Holler for me, Andy. Great God, have mercy. Root me on. I want to reach for somebody. I want to try to get somebody's attention. I feel like Jesus is standing right here in the midst tonight. And he's saying to some mama, some daddy, you don't have to continue the way you're going. You can turn your life over to me, and I'll give you grace. I'll give you strength. I'll love you. I'll help you and help you to make it all the way. Listen. Listen. They sang a song. Is that footsteps I hear? Is that Jesus fixing to come? Whoa. Are you saved? Listen. The statistic states that 98% American people are born again Christians. Oh, God. If everybody was saved, let's say, suppose, don't look like there'd ever be no darkness. Don't look like there'd ever be no trouble. Look like there'd be happiness, joy, peace in the hearts, homes and lives, in the factories, on the supermarket square. Everybody try to preach tonight. Oh my God, are you going to come forth? Are you going to let Jesus help you? Amen. Listen to me, young person. This is our day. This is a golden opportunity to get in and get all we can. And let God bless us and help us. Why take a chance on being lost? Amen. 32 years old, Tuesday. 85 years old, Monday. 53 years old, tomorrow. Amen. Eternity called. Souls are going. Oh, look in the casket. Amen. Look down in that face and cry. Oh, it could have been different. It could have been different. If they'd have just come forth. If they'd have just wept in it. Listen to me, Mama. There's somebody in your family that's got to be the icebreaker. There's somebody dead in your family that's got to be the icebreaker. Somebody's got to step out into it first. Somebody's got to say, yes, that's what my family needs. He needs Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, that's what my grandchildren need. Yes, that's what my neighbors need. I'll be the first one to take Jesus for his word. He's calling for my family. I see what he's done for my boy, for my daughter, and now I shall follow likewise. Hallelujah. For a long time, I worked on a family. Amen. I don't know what they were. They tell me they were Lutherans. Amen. Amen. Come down to the church. Amen. Got saved. You know, went from the back seat to the front seat. Amen. Dad and Mom's full-blooded Lutheran. Amen. But Brother Collins, he talked so good about me and the experience that he's had and the feeling that he's got down inside. He's made such a change. His desires, his affection, great God, has changed drastically. Until his old Lutheran dad said, I ain't got it like you got it, but I'd sure like to come down to that church and find out what's going on down there. If that church can change you, even I'd like to see what they've done to get a change put in your heart. I'll tell you what happened to that Lutheran boy. He went to the cross. Jesus called him, and he came forth, and he got saved. It'll happen to you, sir, if you'll just come forth and let the Lord help you. You see, there's no grudgery living for Jesus. It's happy. It's joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Why, by now, you heard the story about Brother Richardson telling about that man that got saved. Amen. When he came to the back of the church and he peeped in and he took off running. And the evangelist pastor one ran out to get him and said, sir, is there anything we can help you with? And he said, yeah, well, I just was something bothering me. And I need help from the Lord. And the evangelist or the pastor said, well, you can be saved. And the guy said, I can be saved? Me? A wretched sinner like me? You mean me? I can get saved? He said, yeah, what I got to do? Just come on. Come on. And he said, he took a few steps and he stopped. And he said, you mean that it's fixing to happen to me? You mean I'm fixing to get saved? Great God have mercy. I can't believe it is fixing to happen to me. You're telling me that I'm going to go in there, kneel down on that altar, and Jesus is going to come into my life. I can't believe it. And he walked a few more steps. And he walked him all the way to the door. And he said, hold it. I can't go no farther. I'm so excited. It's going to happen to me. Said, do you think you could do me one favor? before I go in. I said, well, we'd sure try. I said, go in there. Tell the pianist to get on the piano and hit the piano. Here comes the bride. And I want you to march me in. If it's going to happen to me, and it's going to be my night, I'm so excited. I'd like to hear some music. Well, you know, they was kind of dumbfounded. I mean, they never heard about it, you know. Here comes the bride. Amen. You know, getting somebody saved. And they said, well, what are you going to do? Well, just how could it be out of order if somebody wants to get saved to play Here Comes the Bride? So they got up there and they hit it. Here comes the bride. He started marching that boy in. March him all the way down to the cross, down to the altar, and prayed and cried and sought God and begged Jesus to come in. And the Lord did come in. He prayed and prayed and prayed. He cried and cried and cried. He thanked God for saving him. And all of a sudden, he jumped up, run out to church. I thought, what a crazy man. I thought this guy was going to get saved. Felt the witness. Felt the power. A few minutes, the doors went open. And three more, just like him, come running in. He walked them down. Hallelujah. Amen. He walked down. He pulled it out and said, right here is where it happened at. Jesus come in and my life's changing. I feel something I ain't never felt. You get down right here and talk to Jesus and he'll save you. May God have mercy. And all three of them got saved. Hey, let them testify. They was the biggest drug dealers in the city come to Jesus because Jesus was a calling. Brother Collins, I believe Jesus is a calling somebody at the highway of holiness tonight. I don't believe you're here by accident. I believe you're here because Jesus is standing between the heaven and the earth. Wake up one day, amen, and cry for your soul tonight. Wait a minute. That's where staying. Preacher, you don't know my life. I'm joined up with this lodge and that lodge. And I belong down here with this club and that club. And I got the world tracking on that. Yeah. But Jesus said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things will pass away. Beyond all things will become new. Somebody said, well, I'm afraid I'll have to run off my drinking buddies. If you get saved, they'll run off yourself. Can you say amen? You get to Jesus. Get your life straightened out. Give the Lord a chance. See what God will do for you. Now hold on a minute. I've had a problem with this. I've opened up bank accounts. I've heard about interest. Everybody likes interest. Especially when it was real high. So I'd run down. I'd put $500 in the bank. $200. And I'd go home. And I'd say, interest. 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 I can see it. I can feel it coming on. 2 days later, run down to the bank and borrow $50 out of my savings account. Go home, thank interest. Interest. Go back down the next day, get 25 more out. Interest. Interest. First thing you know, run down and get $20 out. Leave $5 in. Got to keep the account open. Maybe I'll get some money. I'll put it back. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I never did get no interest. I looked and I looked and I looked. I thought by now, sure, I'd have some interest. But I didn't get none. That's the same way it is. Amen. In this way that I'm talking about. You may come tonight and say, preacher, I'll give my heart to God if I see a drastic change right now. It may not happen right now. But if you hang on to God, you hold his hand.
You'll walk where he walks. You do what he says. In due season, you shall reap. If you faint not, hang on to God. Can you say that?
Oh, how I wish I had a church that helped me preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, why not try Jesus? You try everything else. I mean, why not give the Lord a chance? Why not just say, hey, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm coming to Jesus. I'm going to get saved. I'm coming right in here to this altar in just a few minutes. And I'm going to say, Lord, I ain't like everybody else. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. If you don't save me, I may be there before morning. And I'd like to see if you have time to deal with my heart and accept me. I have no money. I don't have fancy words. I don't have rhymes, riddles, and jokes. I don't have dignity. I don't have a class. Amen. But I've got a heart that's empty. And I'd like to find you. Amen. Come into my life. And I'm here to tell you tonight, sir. I'm here to tell you tonight, ma'am. I'm here tonight to tell you, young person, if you'll come to Jesus with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he in no wise will turn you away. He'll take you out. May God have mercy. I'm glad that he took me in one day and give me a chance to live for him. Wait a minute. You say it's hard being a Christian. Not so. No Bible to back it up. No Bible whatsoever. Amen. 31,173 verses, 1,189 chapters, 66 books, over 700,000 words, 3 million letters. The Bible don't back it up. Amen. But the Bible does say the ways of a transgressor is hard. It's a hard life being a sinner. It's a hard life being a sinner. Walking the streets, looking across the sky, thinking maybe the next lightning bolt may have my name on it. The next tornado comes through may sweep me away. The next time the lids close, it might be on my face. May God have mercy. I believe I'll come to Jesus and be saved. What about you? He's crying. Now listen. Jesus prayed. And every time Jesus done something, it appears to me he prayed. And he sought the Lord, God above. And he said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you've heard my prayers. When I was over yonder 2 days ago, Lord, I could have prayed. Spoke it word. And I wouldn't even had to come over here. Lazarus would have come forth. But for these folks' sake, I'm here. And that's where Jesus is tonight. For your sake, Jesus is here. I said, for your sake, daughter, Jesus is here. Oh, yes. I said, mama, for your sake, Jesus is here. Great God, have mercy. I'm hurrying. Will somebody pray for me while I try to preach here a few minutes? I'm reaching for somebody. I may be missed again tonight, but I feel like somebody here. You're here on a trial basis. You're here on just a first-time experience. You're here just because somebody invited you. You're here because, hey, somebody got in, and you're trying to check it out. But great God. I challenge you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost to make a break for yourself tonight and see what Jesus will do. It puts meat on your bones, joy on your mind, springs in your steps. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, it's joy. It's joy. One old boy came up to my church, sitting there in a drunken stupor, and he said, preacher, will you preach to me? He said, I need you to preach to me right now. What'd you do, preacher? I just hauled off and took off to preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He came to that altar, praying, saw God. Said it's the best message I ever heard. I don't know if I even got an order or not. I don't even know if I had a text. Great God have mercy. But there's something about Jesus. I just brag on Jesus when I get in trouble. When my back's against the wall. And I don't know what else to do. I just lift up Jesus. And tell people the dearest friend that you could ever have is Jesus Christ. Great God have mercy. Why don't you try him tonight and see what he'll do for you. A man was in a factory and he was hooked on a thing. He got one of my tapes in the factory. Amen. Somebody took a tape and I preached a little bit about where Harley Hensley told that story about his brother-in-law had smoked cigarettes until his insides was coming up. And if you remember, he said he was so bad that he was spitting up stuff and spitting it behind the bed where nobody would see him. And finally the doctor said, you're going to die if you don't quit. Amen. Amen. And he said he went down and got him a whole carton and he smoked every one of them, one right after another, until he died. Amen. Who? And this man, Carl, got a hold of my number and he called me and he said, preacher, I'm lost. It's Saturday. I hate to bother you, but I'd like to get saved. I don't have a car. I live 25 miles from the church. Is there any way somebody could pick me up for Sunday school? I said, no, sir. They can't. Not, no. I said, we're going to pick you up right now. He said, oh, well, we're going to wait till tomorrow. I said, if you wait till tomorrow, that spirit's got a hold of you right now. When you go to bed tonight, you drink another beer. Amen. I said, it'll be off of you. It'll be gone when you wake up in the morning. I said, I'm going to recruit some prayer warriors. And we'll be out to you in just a few minutes. Amen. He didn't want to, but I insisted, yes, today is the day of salvation. Now's acceptable time. When Jesus calls, that's the time to run. Come forth. Get on the cross. Thank God for salvation. And he did. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you can too tonight. Amen. Oh, yes. And I'll tell you something about it. It makes a change when you get this Jesus. Amen. I'm trying to brag on him. I feel like you may be in the cave and you need to get out. And I believe Jesus is standing with wide arms and he's saying, come, come, young and old. Why don't you come as a whole? Amen. I might have told you, I say so many things over and over. Amen. But in that last funeral in Tatum, Texas, amen, I walked down through that crowd of people. That preacher man that died had beckoned with a family for 3 years to get saved. He'd come to church, but he never could move them. But during that funeral, I reached out as far as I could. And that young boy jumped up and ran out of that pew. Amen. We had to have it outside. The funeral so big. And he ran to the altar right there in the funeral service and started praying. I seen his wife get up and run to that altar. I seen the mother get up and run to that altar. That dad sat for a few minutes. I said, come on, Dad. Come as a whole family. Come on as a whole family. And that dad got up and ran to the altar. Even 7 precious souls ran to the altar that day. I said all that to say this. You may have come tonight as a family. Why don't everybody come? Why don't everybody come? Mom and Dad. Amen, brother and sister. Friends and loved ones. Jesus is saying, come. Come as a group. Come. More the merrier. Take it. Try it. I've been trying to buy a car for the last few weeks. And I say a few weeks because every place I go, they say, take it home with you and try it for a couple of days. Well, every place I went, done that. Well, that's got me on down the road for a couple of weeks trying out cars. Amen. Saved me a whole month payment. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the boys in church said, they'll catch on to you. They won't let you try out another one. Amen. I pulled out some of them high-class cars. I knew I couldn't afford them, but man, just the thoughts of riding in style for just a little while. Hallelujah. Thank God have mercy. Amen. I'm trying to tell you this. Amen. Why don't you just try it tonight? Amen. You can try it. Great God in heaven, you tried everything else again. Why don't you just try Jesus and see what he does for you. I like to put him to the test. Don't you? I was filthy. Amen. I was going to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. But I came to Jesus right across the street. And I said, Lord, I'm as slow as I can go. Amen. I recall that song that Edgar wrote. God reached way below the bottom for me that night. He saw me. Amen. He sees you, sir. He sees you. These other preachers could have done so much better. Amen. I'm just a tired old preacher on the way home tonight. But I stopped by here because I didn't want to stay at home. I kind of hesitated because I felt like maybe Brother Collins would think I'd just come back purposely. But I came anyhow. And I told Dad, I hope Brother Collins will preach. I'd just like to be preached to. But last night in prayer, the Lord said, come forth, come forth. And I'm going to give you a chance. He is, we are, I am, the pastor is, the altars are. He meant for you to get up and come forth. You say, somebody will laugh at me. You keep on the way you're going, and you die the death of a fool. You'll go down to the funeral parlor, and there'll be a family reunion. I'll shake hands and laugh and cut up, and not a tear will be shed. Come on, help me here a minute. Great God, help me. And they'll say, he just died like the rest of them died. Come on, help me here a minute. Great God. But you get Jesus in your heart, in your life. Even the undertakers asked me the other day, said, is there going to be any shouting in this funeral? I said, have you ever had one with me yet? And ain't somebody shouting? Great God, have mercy. We're not shouting because they died. We're shouting because another pilgrim made it home. Praise God. Hallelujah. As they give me a song tonight, I'll do my best to talk to you. Amen. What about coming home tonight? What about it? What about trying Jesus? Preacher, I don't know how to pray. Do you know how to talk to your wife? You know how to talk to your husband? You know how to talk to your child? Be simple. I'll tell you how I did it. And I'll tell you how I recommend you to do it. To come to this altar and just start right out with, Lord, I want you to forgive me for every sin that I've ever committed. I'm sorry for everything I've ever done. I'm sorry for what I've done. Lord, I'm not here to point my finger at everybody else, but it's me, Lord. I'm sorry for what I've done, and I repent. Lord, come into my heart. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord. I don't want to be lost. I want to get in on the joy. Amen. This boy over here. Amen. Tony, I think. Amen. And I had you on my mind all week. Oh, I'm glad you're back here tonight. Stick with the church here. They'll help you. I promise you. Amen. They've helped me. Amen. I was down when I came here. And they got behind me and picked me up. And the Lord's made me something. Praise God. If I'm anything, it's because of the church. It's because my brothers and my sisters. It's because my friends has prayed for me and said, come on. Jesus is still calling. Come on. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Amen. Why don't you come? Why don't you slip out of your pew? Now, no, listen to me. I'm not the pastor, but I've experienced it. There's some of you that I've watched repeatedly. They're in the altar call. As soon as it's given, you hit the back door and you're gone. You're gone somewheres. But what about that boy of yours that's out chunder on Skid Row? What about that daughter of yours that's a crying because her husband's left her? Come on, the children are crying. I wish Dad was back home. Come on. They tell me that the altars used to be deep with people praying and seeking God. Now it's like it's no concern. But I'll tell you something. If you'll get out of your pew tonight and make your breakdown here, somebody may follow you. Somebody might come right behind you. Well, who'll be first? They'll just come right on. Come on, come on, come right on tonight. Jesus is calling. Come forth. Come on. So, did you know what Lazarus done? He come forth. Man, he was happy. You can get it. If you want it, you can have it. You have to come and get it. Would you come? Who's coming first? Who's coming? Saved? Sinner? Young person? Older person? Would you come? Are you going to come? Jesus is saying, come.
What can he do for what? You?
What? That poor George is lost. Are you praying? You say the pastor's praying. What about you? Come on. Come on. Come on. I beg you to come. I beg you to come.
Here every time you pray.
Come on.
Drive all the doubts away. Turn darkness.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
That's what he can do.
Make a break. Run for your
life. What can he do for you?
Come on, let Jesus come. That's good. That's good. That's good. Praise God for this lady.
That's what other.
Oh, mother ought to be happy. Dad ought to be proud of the children. That's coming. Come on, Tony. Come on, come on, Tony. Come on, pray. Come on, sing a crystal walk with God. Ask God to help you tonight. Ask God to help you tonight. What about it, sir? What about it, God? Would you like to come? You say, I'll preach you that tonight. I'll wait for some other time. But won't you come tonight and be saved?
What can he do?
Please come.
For a life that's steeped in sin, what can he
please
do?
Come.
With no hope of life within,
what about Jesus?
Lift up the fallen
man. What about Jesus?
Out of the sinking
sand. What about Jesus?
Through Calvary's saving plan. That's what he can do.
What about it?